Sukkah, Perikei, Mishneh Gimel, and another describing these menorahs that lit up the Ezra's Nashim for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Marsha points out that adding a lot of light adds to the Simcha, and therefore you'll see that we made an effort to make these monstrous candelabras that provide incredible amounts of light. Now, we talked about the bowls and the oil. What about the wicks? Miblai Michnasei Kohanim, from the worn-out trousers of the Kohanim, Umehem Yanehen, and also from their sashes that were worn out, Mehen Hayu Mafkian, they would tear those up and turn them into wicks, massive wicks. Now, you recall, of course, that the Kohanim had four, regular Kohanim had four vestments, the Ketonis, the Avnet, which is the sash, Nigbat, and the Mechnasayim. So the Mechnasayim, the trousers, like they're kind of boxer shorts, if you will, that went under the Ketonis, which is like the tunic, and the Megbat went on their head, the Avnet, the sash, went around their waist. So we're saying here, the under the trousers, the undergarment, and the sash, those were, when they wore out, couldn't do anything with them anymore because they can't be served in because they're worn out. Because they're purchased with communal money and served as part of the avod in the base of Mikdash, you can't just throw them away or use them for some chulin profane purpose. And therefore, a great use for them was to make them into wicks, because then you essentially, the Simchas Beis Shuev is like an adjunct to the Nisach HaMaim avod, and therefore it's sort of like an adjunct to the avoda that's done in the base of Mikdash, and a great way to use them up. So they tore them up, made them into wicks. Uvehen hayu madlikin, and there they lit those. V'lo haisa chatzer b'yushalayim she'enuch ma'ira me'or beis ha'sho'eva. And the Mishnah says here, there was so much light that was let out from these candelabrum, especially since they were so, each candelabrum was so high. So every, like, chatzer, you know, like backyard in Jerusalem, was lit up by the light of the menorahs. Again, remember the Har Bais is high up, the menorahs are higher yet, and they were these massive bowls with massive wicks, with massive amounts of oil, and therefore a huge amount of light was lit off to let everything be lit up and adding to the joyous ambiance of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva.